Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
Hello, ladies and germs, and welcome back to mini-sode number 83 on the More Than Fitness Podcast. Today, let me get my mic set up here appropriately. Okay, today's topic is how to prevent weekend overeating while still having fun. This is a topic very near and dear to my heart because I've thought about this topic a ton, right? For myself and my own fitness goals, but then also for a lot of the clients that I work with. They also tend to enjoy eating out on the weekends, having lunches with friends, having brunches with friends or significant others, or eating out at restaurants, right? So these are the exact tactics that I use with my one-to-one coaching clients, and then also with myself to stay on track with my fitness goals and our fitness goals, and also to enjoy ourselves. So I have quite a bit to cover. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. The first way to prevent overeating on the weekend is to simply not deprive yourself so much during the week. For example, if your daily calorie goal is 1700 calories a day, that's what will put you in a calorie deficit. You know that you will lose weight. So your goal is fat loss, and you know that you'll lose weight if you hit 1700 calories per day. Well, for you, because you know you tend to constantly overeat on the weekend, you basically overcompensate by eating, let's say, roughly 1500 calories Sunday through Thursday, but then Friday and Saturday roll around, and let's say you have double that, right? You have 3000 calories because you're restricting so hard Sunday through Thursday, then you kind of overcompensate and you binge a little bit more on Friday and Saturday. And so whenever you take the average daily calorie total that you're eating on a daily basis, whenever you take the average of 1500 calories Monday or Sunday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday of eating 3000 calories, it comes out to about 1930 calories per day, right? So if your fat loss goal is 1700 calories per day, and then you're averaging 1930 calories per day, right? Because the overeating on the weekend, it can fuck with your fat loss goals, even though you ate 1500 calories Sunday through Thursday, right? I'm sure plenty of you know this because you can have great fat loss maybe during the week on that Sunday through Thursday. You can see it drop, but then Friday and Saturday come and then it spikes back up again because you simply overeat. And then it just becomes this perpetual cycle where you constantly binge and restrict, right? And that leads to just you not making any progress or very little progress on a regular basis. And even worse, it can create a very negative relationship with food and then also with your body image and self-confidence, et cetera, et cetera. It can just be very frustrating. So a better way to do this would be to simply make the calorie deficit, to make the difference in calories smaller, right? So instead of 1500 calorie days Sunday through Thursday, instead you could have about 1600 calories on each of those days, and that can add up over time, right? If that's over a 5-day period, that's 500 extra calories throughout the week. And then 2 days, instead of eating 3000 calories, eating 2000 calories. And then your daily average comes out to about, I think it's like 1720 or something like that. And if all this math and you guys are like, okay, this is way too much, don't worry. There's other solutions I have for you guys. But this is the nitty-gritty stuff that I do work out with my clients. Of course, I do this math and everything and just tell them what to eat. But this is exactly how you should do it from a mathematical point. And if you want to be a little bit more precise and accurate with your tracking. Try 5 days around 1600 calories per day and 2 days around 2000 calories per day. And now I know what you were doing previously was eating 3000 calories per day on Friday and Saturday. So me just saying, hey, eat 1000 calories less, you know, that's not the most helpful advice. It's like, yes, of course, that's what I would love to do, but but I can't, right? Or it's been very difficult for me to control myself. Well, I think that the important part is how you break up that 2,000 calories on Friday and Saturday, right? And what I mean by break up is throughout the day, how you spread those calories throughout the day. So with my clients, whenever it's just continuously, the weekend is what keeps screwing up their fat loss goals. And I was like, okay, all we have to do is plan for it a little bit better, because what ends up happening is they eat mostly normal during the day on Friday and Saturday, possibly even a little bit more if they eat differently than their schedule Monday through Thursday, right? So I'm just like, okay, all we have to do is plan for that. So the goal on Fridays and Saturdays, or whenever you know you're going to have a big meal at nighttime for dinner, for example, because that's where most people screw up, right? During the day isn't as tough, but what happens is they go out to eat with friends and they want to enjoy themselves. So you guys probably want to enjoy yourself. And again, we just have to plan for it. So what we would do is the goal is to eat low fat, low calorie, but high protein, fiber, and nutrients until dinner, right? And so what that is going to look like, if I can, I'm going to pull this up myself, but I'm also going to throw it up for you guys right here, a day of eating out, right? This is exactly how I tell my clients to eat out. And of course, this is just a rough draft. This is just a general example. But for those of you listening, I'll go ahead and go through it real quick. I would say you wake up, let's say around 7 a.m., for example, and then I would just tell them to fast or have coffee or tea or some zero calorie monster or something, just basically no food, just fasting until about 9 a.m. And then whenever 9 a.m. rolls around, then I would say have a protein shake, right? So high protein, have a decent amount of strawberries. You can have a couple servings of strawberries because they're very low calorie, but then they're high in nutrients, right? And they've got some fiber in them as well. So quite a bit of strawberries, that's going to fill you up along with the protein shake. And then a half to a full serving of almonds, right? Get a little bit of fat source in there, and then also get all the other micronutrients that are wonderful in almonds as well. Okay, so that's at 9 a.m. and then 12 p.m., right? So around lunchtime, you could have something like what I have here is 8-ounce chicken breasts with greens, mushrooms, peppers. So it could be a stir fry or a salad. Again, the main thing here is lots of food volume. So like a salad and very low calories and then low fat as well. Chicken breast is a lean meat. Then you have greens and mushrooms and peppers. And so it's going to be, you know, it'll be a lighter lunch, but it's going to be high in protein and it'll keep you full at least till about maybe like 4 p.m. or so. And then whenever 4 p.m. rolls around, you can have another protein shake or you can maybe have some Greek yogurt. And then I would also choose something like watermelon with salt. The watermelon is mostly water. And so you can eat a ton of it for very few calories. It tastes good. Watermelon's delicious. And you can add the salt to, again, help with the taste, but also salt delays gastric emptying in the stomach, so it can help with your hunger there. And then 7 p.m. rolls around and you can have the high calorie dinner that you want to, right? And so that's kind of the goal here. With the beginning meals, high protein, high fiber, high nutrients, very low fat, very low calorie, so that it sets you up to have the high calorie dinner that you want. You shouldn't eat like an asshole, but you can enjoy mostly what you want, right? And that is the main points I like to run through with my clients and ensure that they follow that if they are trying to go out to eat or something that night. Okay. And so again, like I said, if all of that sounds too stressful or complicated or too much thinking or whatever, don't worry. Take a deep breath. I've got a few other ways real quick that I'm going to run through that don't require tracking as much, right? So another problem people run into with overeating on weekends is trying to be as perfect as they were during the week over the weekends, right? During the week, it's a little bit easier because you have a very set routine with work or kids or your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever. Your routine is mostly the same. What happens is the weekend comes around and then things get shifted and then your routine isn't the same. You're not cooking the same foods. You're not in the same mindset. Your time isn't taken up the exact same, but we still have these same expectations to be as perfect with our diet as we were throughout the week. And so what I would say, if that's the case, I would just aim for good enough instead of perfect, right? And so instead of getting a burger with double cheese and mayo and bacon and fries at lunch or dinner, right? Instead, you could get a burger with, you could get cheese on the burger. You can absolutely have the bun. If you don't, I will be upset with you. Have lettuce, tomato, right? So some nutrients, some fiber in there. And then you can skip the mayo and double cheese and bacon and the excess fats, and it still tastes really good. It's a delicious burger. And instead of fries, you can opt out for something like a side salad, or you could get a big bowl of mixed fruit as your side, right? Instead of fries. So that's kind of a happy compromise. That's good enough, right? And that allows you to still enjoy yourself, but also to stay on track with your fitness goals. All right. And then the third and last way is to simply relax and stop obsessing over food so much, right? Specifically food rules so much. The thing that happens is we go out to these restaurants and things and we're on this diet and we tell ourselves we can't have something, right? Or we're restricted to no carbs, for example, right? And then, you know, you see all your friends enjoying foods, the peer pressure comes in, you start feeling guilty for not eating like everyone else, or you feel embarrassed or whatever, you cave in, and then everything just goes out the window, you start eating like a complete asshole, and the fuck it mentality kind of kicks in. So what I would say instead is just to relax, get something that you want. I would make sure that, yeah, get something that you like and commit to yourself that you're going to enjoy it fully, guilt-free. And when you're, while you're eating, make sure that you take some breaths between each bite. So basically just slow the hell down, right? Enjoy the food, try to actually breathe in between bites. And that's going to, research has definitely shown that it's going to cause you, one, to eat a little bit less than normal, but two, you're also going to feel more satisfied by the end of the meal, right? So eat a little bit more slowly, breathe every once in a while. And when you're satisfied with the meal, like whenever you're done eating and you feel good, right? Not uncomfortably full, well then just stop, right? And then move on with your life. That's kind of the whole gist here. Again, just make sure you don't super hardcore restrict yourself. Give yourself permission to eat the foods that you want and then just move on. The more that you obsess over and overthink in your mind, the more likelihood that you're going to reach that fuck it mentality and eat everything in sight and set yourself back more than necessary. Okay, and that is it for minisode number 83, how to prevent weekend overeating while still having fun. Ending. And that is it for minisode number 83. Thank you as always for listening and for watching. Wow, I'm an idiot. Okay, see ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.